Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Room Podcast, that podcast that used to be around that wasn't around for a little bit because our torturer was dying. But he's back and so are we. He finally came, downstairs and gave us water finally. It's been like a month.
I ate my foot.
I'm Kyle, I guess. I forgot that part.
I'm Matt.
That's Matt. And Jared's, well, he's here.
I wrote my name on the wall so I wouldn't forget.
Anyway, Matt. Now that we're finally back and Jared is no longer dying and he's given us food again, I thought we were going to die.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've eaten.
Oh, well, I was just dying a little. Like I was microdosing death till it would last longer.
Now that the lights are back on, you were very pale now. There was a long time in the dark. It's also blinding because the night vision was becoming really good.
I developed echolocation.
what kind of fun things are we talking about today?
Well, I had a lot of time to think about this.
Okay. We did, and then we didn't talk about any of the things that we were planning. We had a long list.
That's true. But then something came to me in the form of an interdimensional holy messenger in the shape of your text message. And we're talking about Jeff the Mongoose.
Yeah, I can't believe we never heard of Jeff the Mongoose. And just so you know, it's Jeff with a G.
It's spelled Geff.
Is G-E-F, Jeff?
Yeah.
It took Matt a while to understand that that was Jeff.
Yeah, well, I also refuse to say the word, and I'm doing air quotes, GIF.
GIF? So in your mind, you're just like, reading his name?
No, I do say GIF. I don't say JIF. I was just going to...
Peanut butter and JIF.
Yeah, JIF is a peanut butter, not a file format.
No, it's a file format.
Flame me. Please flame me in the comments.
You are illiterate, but we know that now. So Jeff the Mongoose is a fantastic tale. It is one of the only ghost stories that has never been debunked, and that there is an impossible to debunk it because it definitely happened. And the alternatives are actually almost more unbelievable for some of them.
Yeah. They,
to start it with a quote, "I am a freak. I have hands and I have feet. And if you saw me, you'd faint. You'd be petrified, mummified, turned into stone or a pillar of salt." Jeff.
The talking
mongoose.
The only thing that makes that better is like, just imagine what a mongoose would have sounded like. Right? Like, because
it sounds like a man, but two octaves higher, like a teenage girl.
a bit shrieky.
Yeah. What I don't understand is how they described that sound to be a man's voice, but two octave higher. I don't think of a girl voice. I think of a man's voice that's higher.
I also don't think of shrieking. But I just also liked it. God, it's like...
He didn't always shriek. Sometimes he spoke eloquently. Sometimes he spoke in a language that sounded made up, like gibberish.
Oh, okay. He was speaking in tongues.
No, he was speaking in mongoose.
That's fair.
Do you know one of the things that is believed is that... It has to have been from the time period, which this isn't that long ago. This is the 1930s. One of the theories that someone came up with was that it was like some kind of weasel and like a mongoose or something, like another kind of weaselly rodent.
Like a crossbreed?
Yeah, crossbred. And that the vocal pattern showed up in a way that came with the ability to talk. Like they were like, it's possible.
And then the hands came from the drifter he killed and sewed the hands onto his body. Like, how do you explain that?
He didn't kill drifters. He hung out with construction workers so that he could get gossip about the town.
That's true, but there's no proof he didn't kill drifters. There's just no proof he did.
Just like there's no proof he's not a ghost.
How do you prove someone's not a ghost? Do you stab them?
I think the burden of proof is on the people to say he is a ghost, but since nobody was able to debunk apparently anything.
All the way up until,
2005, when she died, she swore that it really happened. Even after that man found and killed a mongoose. At their property.
Let's start at the beginning, though.
Okay. So it's either a hoax or a poltergeist. But it's probably definitely an interdimensional talking mongoose.
Do you know what the one thing we do know for sure is?
He was also known as the Dalby Spook.
Oh, that it. But that it was September 1931. And the family is James, Margaret, and their 13-year-old daughter named Vuari.
Vuari.
It's spelled like noir ray, like Vuari. And it means bitter in Celtic.
Yeah, they loved that kid. My favorite, the best part is that where it takes place is like a place that I'm like well aware of, but for like a completely unrelated and very dangerous reason. The Isle of Man. Have you ever watched the Isle of Man races?
No.
They're motorcycle races where they do like 200 miles per hour through this tiny town.
Well, this is like a little island, what, off of England or Ireland?
It's in between, it's in the Irish Sea in between Great Britain and Ireland.
Okay, so yeah, so both.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever see that they chase, what was it, Scotland or Ireland, where they're chasing cheese down a hill?
That's a thing?
Yeah, people like break legs and stuff.
I never heard of that. Well, this is one of the deadliest motorcycle races. It requires that the paramedics also ride motorcycles because there's not a way to land a helicopter and there's no other way that's faster to get there. The medics are riding motorcycles at the same speed that the motorcyclists are riding the motorcycles.
Like alongside?
No, like when there's an accident, they go on. They're not just there the whole time.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I got you, bro.
When you said as fast, you're just saying because they got to get there in a hurry.
Yeah. So they do the same speed. All right, if you watch this, there's a lot of like jumping in the air.
So when
and
you're
stuff.
Taking me on a stretcher back, are you going to do like a sick Superman?
I don't know, man. But the best one is the sidecar races because you see these guys like up in the air in the sidecar and they like jump down to put it back on the ground.
I've always wanted to ride in a sidecar.
You should watch Isle of Man sidecar racing then. It'll crazy and it'll make you not want to be in one.
I would
nuts.
Just feel like Mutt Muttley from Wacky Races.
I'm going to get a sidecar, and me and Jared have already decided at some point we're going to have a company motorcycle with a sidecar. He's going to be in the sidecar because he doesn't want to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's fine. That's why I want to be in it, too.
Okay, well, we'll do that then, too. I'll make you up from your house for that. So, Jeff the Mongoose is said to have haunted the Irving family, as you've announced, in their farmhouse in Cashin's Gap near Hamlet of Dalby. Why does British stuff have so many different like?
Well,
why
Dalby, is it that your town that sounds Irish?
Your
to me.
Town has a separate town that has a shire that I mean, has a village.
We're like that too.
No nah, man, a, you got your town
you have a
and
town,
your state.
You have a township. No, yeah,
I ignore townships all the
you
time.
Have all, then you have developments. You have all kinds of things.
Developments are not real places.
These people, though, their like nearest neighbors were far.
Yeah, well, they were farmers.
Yeah,
in the 30s.
On an island.
On an island. They were as isolated as could be. That's one of the things where the hoaxes are coming in. They're like, maybe they were just bored and they were playing a game and then they got out of hand.
That's true. I did hear one person.
Because they didn't even have running water. Like, they were living old school.
Yeah, I heard somebody even. Speculating that they were like, since it was just the dad and the daughter, they were like, literally, it could have just, like, they could have believed what was happening. And they're like, especially because... They're like, how hard he would seem to be trying to like prove he wasn't crazy. Like, I seen something.
You don't even understand.
I will say, like, not to like throw a debunk statement out here. early game. But I love the thought that what if it was just the daughter like messing with him and then he believed it? That would be almost better to me.
Well, one of the ones that I saw was that it was the daughter doing that, and then the dad, as a dad joke, was just playing along, and then eventually they both just started to believe it.
Oh, my God.
Tulpa style.
So it's like, she's messing with him. He's like, oh, my God, I hear it. She's like, holy shit, he hears it. Oh, I'm hearing it now, too. And he's like, wait, you're actually hearing it?
So he's tapping on the walls while she's throwing her voice, and it's just like, this is great. We made this happen. The Irvings moved to the Isle of Man in their very isolated farmhouse from the city. I guess he owned...
Yeah, he didn't become a farmer until he retired.
Yeah. And well, he didn't like, retire.
It was in his 60s, wasn't
he? Forced to retire. He either owned or worked for the Dominion Pipe Organ Company, and that business collapsed at the end of World War I. So like, it was like a rebranding.
Got you. He was like, well... Maybe I can grow plants. And then turns out I can't because his farm was not doing very well.
No, from what I heard, they were sheep farmers. And I heard they were actually pretty successful at that. I heard they were built perfectly for it and that his wife looked like a witch means, and people thought that's where Jeff came from.
No, well, that means their personalities were built for it. I'm trying to find the
thing. Yeah, there's one that said they were bad sheep farmers. I didn't mean to actually make that a pun, and then I realized that I said bad, like bad sheep farmers. That wasn't on purpose, and I apologize.
I am sorry I ever did that.
I was just emphasizing bad.
Yeah, it does
bad.
Say, oh, I do. Okay, here the note I did take is that they reportedly had to sell the farm at a loss.
Oh, that's because of the ghost, though.
The reputation of the farm.
They had to sell it because it was haunted by a mongoose.
That's very funny. Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah. No, they had to sell it at a loss because its reputation for being haunted fucking ruined it.
That's so funny. But then why did they sell it if they were...
That's one of the things that points to that it wasn't a hoax. Because for all intents and purposes.
They moved, didn't they move to America or something?
Yeah, the dad died, so the mom in... I think they moved to Great Britain.
Is it Great Britain?
Yeah, it's kind of far to move to
America. I mean, maybe that's true.
In the 1930s, like, everybody was poor, you know, because that was in the middle of the Great Depression that affected the whole world.
I need to second guess myself.
We are on pause.
Though, no, yeah, it does make a good argument for the haunting. If it was going well, why'd they leave?
Yeah, but also...
Which is kind
of... But also...
Sorry, was that a wrong angle?
All of the stuff that happened during this did nothing but ruin their lives. Why would you keep that going if it's in no way benefiting you?
I don't know.
Like, it ruined... His daughter died a spinster, I'm pretty sure. Like, alone and sad. In 2005.
I do know... which outlet did she talk to?
Many much.
She didn't actually really want to talk about it and said she... basically, it was like a bad... It was like a bad time of her life because of what the ghost was doing.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was throwing rocks at her.
And needles and teapots and...
I was listening to something that was describing how harsh living on the Isle of Man was on top of being a super isolated place.
This is like not even haunting included.
Not haunting included. Apparently the crows there are so big that they bully sheep.
What?
And the hawks, like chickens well, are living
corvids
in...
Corvids are smart.
Chickens are living in constant fear of hawks just taking them away.
What the hell?
That was the description that I heard. And I'm like, this has bird monsters? This is full of bird monsters on this little tiny island?
That's sort of amazing.
So like you said, it started September 1931. And what had happened was during dinner, the family began hearing rustling and scratching and like vocally growly noises coming through the wall.
Okay.
They then experimented with it where they realized that if they would like scratch on the wall, it would scratch back in response. And then they began tapping like songs to it and it would tap them back. And then they would imitate animal growls and it would imitate the same kind of like bird noise or growl that they made. And then they kept going with it to the point where at one point the daughter would sing to it and it would sing back the nursery rhyme that she was singing to it.
Yeah, I was listening to this video who was talking about it could do any impression and you could ask it whichever animal to do and it would do it back. But at first it was just like growls and baby noises. And then it like literally they were describing fucking Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. And I'm like, Jeff, was he Stitch? Is this what this was?
Listen, he's learning how to speak English because everybody knows that Jeff the Mongoose comes from New Delhi, India.
I was just going to say, I'm very upset we didn't say that earlier. Cause...
Well, he hasn't introduced himself yet in our story yet. Although we've introduced his entire plot line. This is a Quentin Tarantino episode. We're going to go all over the timeline for it.
Yeah, the segments no in black feats, and white though. Are in order.
No feats. Quentin Tarantino has a thing for feats.
Oh, I was like, he had hands and feet.
Jeff had hands back paws. As discovered
I love thinking of animals with human hands. It makes me happy in such a cringe.
It terrifies me.
Yeah, I like it the same way I like horror movies. I look at it and I'm like, ew.
Was it? It was John Carpenter? No. Who's the one?
John Carpenter's Vampires?
No. I tried to watch that. My kids were bored, and I was like, "There's too many boobs anyway."
I like that movie. There's a sequel that I never saw. I'm sure it's terrible. I have
with Bon Jovi. Yeah.
It's probably bad, it's right?
No, I don't remember, but I saw it. I saw it in the 90s.
I just watched Labyrinth again.
Who am I thinking of? Who did the Book of Blood?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Who's the horror movie guy that's bad at endings?
Oh, Hellraiser guy.
Yeah.
Not
John Carpenter.
Jeez, I'm literally...
James Cameron.
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker. All right. Clive Barker had a movie series. I think it was like The Witch of Dunwich or something. Maybe it was a book. I don't remember. It was a story, though. He definitely made a movie about it. And it was like, you got to beware of the cat with the human face.
It's not the Dunwich Horrors, is it? Because that's a Lovecraft thing.
Yes, that's the one. And there's a cat with a human face. My cat has a human face, and it freaks me out all the time now. I've pointed it out to Jared multiple times. Like, look, he's got people face. And he doesn't understand why I'm afraid of
there's it. There's a breed of dog they describe in its like AKC description as having human eyes. And it's because their sclera are white. Not, you know how dog eyes are like brown and then like darker brown?
No, Yeah, or they're like, white if you open them.
Some dog breeds.
You force them open.
Yeah, so but some dog breeds aren't. But these dogs have like a lot of white sclera. So when they look at you, it's very emotive. And it's like they're kind of giving you like roly people eyes.
Soon after Vorier or Vorer or Vori or Varwash.
Vori.
Vori. To start teaching Jeff nursery rhymes. Jeff like just fully learned how to speak human. I mean, yeah, human. Because he went from growling to human. So, yeah. And he explained to the family that he was the ghost of a mongoose who was born in New Delhi in 1852.
You know, like you do.
And the reason he was able to speak was because he was an extra clever mongoose. Some things that Jeff liked to do. He was fond of singing. He had a favorite song, but I couldn't remember what it was or where I heard that one or read it. It was some kind of old-timey jazzy song because of that time period or whatever. Or did British people listen to jazz? Jazz is American.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what British people listened to back then.
In what year?
In the 1930s. UK people, when you were in the 1930s, what you listened to?
Yeah, what were you listening to?
What your great-granddad listened to before the war?
That's a good question. When I go home, I'm asking my mom what music my granddad listened to.
Was he in...
I don't know that question. I mean, he was in World War II.
Which part? What team?
The Germany part. Not for Germany, against Germany.
I asked my question at the right time.
You said which part, as which in like, part? I thought you meant where he got deployed.
Yeah, I know. No, I did the first time, and then I asked what team, happened to be saying Germany at the same time.
Oh, that's funny.
As me asking that.
Anyway, yeah, he was, spoilers for this story.
He liked rag.
The animal dies, so hit forward 30 seconds if you don't want to hear it. But he didn't actually ever see any action. One day he was on one of the anti-aircraft machine guns outside in the barracks when everyone was eating. And
he was in Germany shooting at planes getting any?
Yeah, well, we weren't over the area he was stationed, at least not while he was on them. He saw a jackrabbit and he shot it with a gun that kills airplanes. And he got demoted from corporal back down to private for it. And
jackalopes aren't even real, bro.
And he told my mom that it was worth it because he was bored and he blew it to smithereens. And Yosemite Sam was his favorite Looney Tunes character.
That reminds me of when they introduced the elephant gun to Red Dead. And I went, I wonder what would happen to a bunny rabbit. And it disappears.
Yeah.
It just stops being there.
Yeah. You turn it to a cloud.
Yeah.
Mist.
Well, the elephant gun in that game is so powerful that if you're crouching when you do it, you fall down.
That's funny.
Back to Jeff's hobbies and not Matt's grandfather's. He was actually a very good guard for the farmhouse. I was going to say guard dog, but he wasn't a dog most of the time.
Yeah, he would actually alert them when visitors were approaching.
Yeah, and when unfamiliar dogs were approaching. I guess he didn't like dogs. I imagine if you're a mongoose, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like if you're some kind of ferrety, whizzle thing, dog.
Yeah, any kind of stinky slinky.
Especially like in Britain. Isn't that where they invented like stomping on weasels as a holiday?
Oh, where was that? That's a real thing.
Yeah. Anyway, he was actually very helpful in other ways too. Like honestly, if he was a ghost in my house, I'd probably be down. Because if the family forgot
to put... Not if he was calling me mean things.
If you forget to put the stove out and he turns it off for you.
That is
he
cool.
Keeps you from... He can call you a dumbass so if you were about to burn your house down.
So I wouldn't have had a kitchen fire.
Yeah.
If... I had a Jeff.
And he would kill mice for them. And sometimes leave them as gifts. And sometimes he would just torture the mice and not kill them.
Yeah, because he said that he preferred to scare them. Which means he's some sort of phobophage feeding on fear.
No, I don't think he fed on the fear. I think he was just very helpful. He was like, if I could get rid of this mouse without killing it, by just scaring it away, I'm a good dude.
You think, okay, that's the nice way to think of that sentence.
It's like me and spiders, man. Sure, I like to scare people with the spiders before I take them outside, but I always rescue the spider.
Do you know how like when
I will not kill a spider.
Do you ever like read a text message when you're mad? It's like, it's not the same as if you weren't mad. I read it like, but I like to scare them.
Why were you mad when you were reading this?
I'm not saying I was mad. I just assume ghosts are like one step from murdering you. Because he took another quote.
There were small times when he did violence.
There, yes.
But most of the time he was helpful.
How about the time he's like, I am not evil. I could be if I wanted. You do not know what damage or harm I could do to you, or I could do if I were roused. I could kill you all, but I won't.
He won't. And he's a man of that's his like mongoose
when,
word.
When you are true, he didn't kill any of them, unless that's why her dad died.
he died of a heart attack. He never said he had mongoose heart attack powers.
He's telekinetic.
He can turn.
You ever see Frighteners? That ghost would just squeeze a heart until a heart attack.
He's not telekinetic. Every time people said that they saw stuff floating, it was because he was invisible during that time.
I don't know.
Like the worker man's, I don't know. Everything
they claim
referred to them as construction workers. They referred to them as something else, but in my mind, they were road workers. So I just assumed construction type stuff. Where he would go to hang out and gather his information. One of them claimed one time that he watched a piece of bread float away, not on the wind because it wasn't a windy day, but as if something just took it and carried it away. Because one of Jeff's favorite things to do was not only hang out with those guys, but he would hitch rides on cars and travel through town to collect gossip to bring back to the family and talk shit about people. Jeff is the best kind of ghost.
That is kind of cool. That's like a little
he's
little
like coming informant. Back, you know what your neighbor did?
That's like an informant. I'm not a spirit. I'm a little extra, extra clever mongoose.
More than once, Jeff referred to himself as extra clever mongoose, an earthbound spirit, and a ghost in the form of a weasel. It soon became evident that he had the ability to shapeshift and even become invisible. One notable account of this incident reported by Vore's father, Jim. One night in 1932, when Jim and his daughter were home alone in broad daylight, Jim witnessed an unusually large orange cat that was striped like a tiger. Knowing it wasn't a normal cat, Jim loaded his single-barrel gun and followed it into an open field. The cat turned the corner and vanished. While relaying the events to his wife later, Jeff called out from the walls, "It was me you saw, Jim." He's the best.
That is pretty good.
This is like the only ghost I wish was real.
You know one thing we didn't mention? They fed him.
They did.
So why does a ghost need to eat? So I'm leaning towards interdimensional again.
He's also sometimes corporeal.
So you're saying he generates an ectoplasm form and you have to feed it and he breaks. Hey, no, listen, I'm on your side.
Maybe he's fey folk.
I'm saying. Because
the shit they fed him was very fey folk.
It was the kind of shit you'd leave like for gnomes or sprites or something.
You mean cookies and bananas and chocolate?
And milk. Bowls of, or like little like saucers of milk.
But he did have some health conscious things. Like he liked bacon, but he only liked it without fat.
That's funny.
Which I'm assuming it's British-y bacon, so that's just ham, right? Because their bacon's different.
I don't know. So I don't know anything about
bacon,
that.
Bacon, but not round. They use back ham or back bacon.
I don't know.
Back bacon?
I mean, regular bacon is considered side flank.
What?
I don't know. Bacon is from like a pork.
Listen, side. Animal cuts make no sense to me because butts are shoulders and shoulders are butts.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh.
No, butts are rumps.
Rumps. No, butts are shoulders. If you get a pork butt, that's just a shoulder.
Yeah,
butt.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You have to get like, it's rump if it's from the butt. But if it's butt, it's from the shoulder.
Okay. Apparently pigs just have mad butts on them.
Okay, so you want to know what my two favorite Jeff quotes are? If you knew what I know, you'd know a hell of a lot.
That does make it better if it is his daughter just fucking with him.
Yeah.
Because that's just like some kid talking shit to their parents.
And then
calling them dumb.
Well, Jim, what about some grubbo? And then as an honorable mention, leave me, Jim!
It's amazing how much time Jeff spent with the dad. When him and the dad historically throughout the story get along the least well.
Yeah, one of the girls I was watching talk about this said... the primary function of Jeff's hauntings was berating Jim. So it's just, that's why I said earlier, like, I think it's so funny. Like, not that I'm saying it's fake, but if it was fake, it's so funny to think about how it's just this girl fucking with her dad, making him think he's crazy.
One of the things I was listening to, it's worse, and it would actually be negative if it was the daughter.
Yeah.
Because what Jeff would do is he would wait for Jim and his wife to like get into sexy time. Mm-hmm. And right as they were about to do that, he would go outside and start shouting what they were doing.
So
everybody that was nearby could hear.
He's doing it. They're doing it.
They're going to fuck. They're fucking. Now, if that's the kid, that's
extra fucking
weird. But like extra high octave. So like, it's like, they're fucking. If I heard that from my neighbor's front porch, I would now come. Paying attention.
Yeah, I would come. I'd be like, what are they doing? Like, he's licking her butthole.
Like, Jeff, stop being so descriptive. That's worse than like an animal that won't leave the room.
Because in the 30s, they had blowjobs, right?
I feel like cavemen probably had blowjobs.
No, they learned it from the French during the war. One of them.
Definitely not.
Yeah, man. No, because I watched Boardwalk. And that's how he said he learned.
You know what? That sounds like solid evidence in a historical archive to me.
Have you ever seen Boardwalk?
No.
Oh, the one time he's like, he comes back, he's like, yeah, this is how the girls in France did it. He convinced his wife to suck his dick. I think it's been a while. That show was great, but like, it's hard to get into gangster shows because there's like a lot to it and you got to be invested. I never invested.
I think I said this to you earlier. I was like, I don't really watch a lot of like gangster stuff. I've seen one of the Godfather movies and I can't remember if it's the first one.
Pretty sure I watched them in school for something.
Didn't we watch one together?
In school?
College-ish time or high school could have been.
If it was in a class, then yes.
No.
I definitely watched it in a college class.
In my tiny rectangle bedroom.
No, there's no way we would have. That would have required a lot of attention from us that we would not have given it.
Yeah, that's fair.
We only watched really bad horror movies.
I like American Gangster with Denzel Washington. That movie's awesome.
I didn't watch it because I tried to watch that immediately after watching We Own the Night, and I was like 30 minutes into American Gangster. I went, I need to go outside. This is too much time spent watching movies.
Yeah.
Because both of them were like 2 hours long.
Yeah, they're long. And back then, that was long for a movie.
Yeah. American Gangster was really long.
That's a good movie. God, it's such a good movie.
Speaking of Jeff announcing to everyone that they were going to Pound Town, a lot of people backed up the story of Jeff because they would claim that they heard Jeff speaking because he would hitch rides on cars to collect gossip.
Yeah, that's one of the things that like throws a wrench in a lot of the debunkings is how many people that were unconnected to things that were like, nah, I heard a weird voice.
Yeah, they would not know the Jeff story and then describe a situation that was basically, that was Jeff.
Yeah, they'd be like, there was a real long rat in my car.
And he was talking and shit. But
he came out and he was like, you got any chasers?
Yeah, one of the things
Are
that
you
was
drinking,
like
drinking, Jeff.
One of the things that they were like, all right, so we'll, you know what? Maybe it was just the whole town just doing this as a joke. Like the whole town, these new people that came out of nowhere, put themselves in isolation, and the whole town was like, let's get in on it. Like that sounds a little far fetched. Or the most likely possible one still leaves him being real, and that's that everybody believed so much that he became real and he's a tulpa. But I like to believe that he is a little tiny skinwalker.
I love believing in tulpas.
He's definitely a skinwalker.
That's okay.
He shapeshifts. He's like a nice skinwalker because he doesn't want to murder and eat
them.
Well,
when they said that, like one of the times they described his like little telekinetic powers as like being able to launch needles. Doesn't that kind of sound like Puckwudgie-ish? Like little darts and like
So we can go back to Fae people,
and invisibility. I guess. So it's like, I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's similar to that kind of thing.
He could be a fairy person. I could get with that. A fairy person. And the story about being a talking mongoose from India is just them fucking with him.
He was attached to their daughter who had a Celtic name.
And just like everything with fairies, just kidding. This has more to do with ghosts.
I was gonna say they go after the kids.
She was
fairies.
She was
kids.
13 years old, so she was in a certain stage of her life that ghosts like to latch onto.
Oh yeah, true.
Especially for girls, for some reason, it's a lot. Like you always hear a lot of ghost stories. Things ramp up when like a girl goes through puberty. Mm-hmm. Not so much for boys, but still that stage of being a child or whatever is bad for ghosts.
I was gonna say in a horror movie, isn't it normally like a metaphor for like the.
The bleedening?
The changing of life and, you know.
Oh, yeah, probably. There's probably some deeper meaning. I don't actually know. I just, I know from ghost stories, just from researching ghost stories, that it happens a lot.
That, yeah, you know. There's
probably a deeper meaning.
You know it's a ghost trope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a trope involving the ghosts. It became so popular that they drew so much attention that this was a regular news story. This is after World War I. Not long after World War I. This is in prime Great Depression era world, and the news felt more need to speak about Jeff than the terrible, like, at this point Hitler's ramping up what he's getting ready to do, right?
Yeah.
1930s, especially, like, because this is the whole way through the 1930s.
Yes, it's until I actually saw it was like 46, right?
Yeah. So, like, this is prime news in a time when there's so many worse things happening that should be talked about.
Yeah, but to be fair, probably not on that island.
It's affecting Europe.
Yeah.
It's Europe.
But I'm saying, when you're in, like, remote areas, like, things feel less, like, real, I guess.
Maybe. Maybe they just didn't get real news.
I mean, that 30 mile. It
could have been their news, not, like, this is Great Britain news.
Yeah, I mean, well, it also news didn't travel as fast, right? Like, also, I mean, I'm sure they knew it was happening. I'm not saying they
didn't. When I looked up Isle of Man, it had, like, a weird description where it's, like, a self-governing body, but Great Britain defends it with their military. So that was weird.
Hmm, that's cool.
I think. I don't think they're, like, a part of the UK. Would they defend
Sealand? If I took Sealand, would the British defend it?
What's Sealand?
It's a old, like, I think it was either a military defense platform or an oil platform. But it's been used for, like, all kinds of weird stuff. It's, like, kind of libertarian-ish, out in the water.
It's like Sealab 2020?
Yeah, but it's, like, whoever has enough money until they don't. And then once they don't, they're not in control of it anymore. Wait, I don't know if anyone's out there.
Sealab 2020 was the serious version. Sealab 2021's the one that we like.
Yeah. Also, it's like dilapidated and you can't go in a lot of spots because it's like real dangerous. But they were selling.
When has that ever stopped
us? They were selling Sealand like citizenships. Just you pay the money and then you get like an ID from them. It was just a grift to sell stuff, but it was funny. It's like the
buy a plot of land and become a lord in Ireland or Scotland or whatever.
Yeah, they did that for my brother for one of the holidays.
And you buy a star and then you're like, that's my star. But it's like, that's everybody's star because they've only picked one and it's got 50,000 names now. But in reality, scientists already name it and that's
God. Senior year, one of the my friends from Nazareth, from Ryan's school, her boyfriend bought her a star and we made fun of him so hard for it. And I still bring it up to her.
I remember that time you got a star. That's fun. That's a fun star.
Very funny.
Anyway, it drew so much attention that the paranormal investigators of the world, and this is the time when, like, that was a big deal. Like, Winston Churchill was apparently Aleister Crowley may have given him some help at some point. Speaking of Aleister Crowley, as we were earlier.
Yeah. And the fact that he was kicked down the stairs by an Irish poet.
Who was president at this time? Eisenhower, Roosevelt, one of those guys. Roosevelt, I think him and his wife were the ones that were big into like seance stuff. Was it called
mysticism?
Mysticism was a big thing.
Is that what
thing,
it's called?
Yeah. Or I like how it's called because it's like the Society of
the
Wow, I can't say the word now. It's like psychic, but like.
Oh, I don't know.
Cyclical societies.
Well, cyclical means like a circle.
Nah, but this is more like psychic-y. Cyclical societies?
I don't know.
That's what this one dude was a part of. He was part of the Society of Sick. That word.
Okay, hold on. Psychical.
That's not how you say it, though.
No way. That's what psychic.
That's what it's spelled. Yeah, psychical.
That says psychical research.
Psychical research.
That's maybe that is how you say it. I'm just bad at it. I don't know. It doesn't look real to me.
It's not a real word, but back then it was because this was the time when that shit was psychical. Huge. Remember when those two girls made everything? I'm a psychologist. This is like
right
before like MK Ultra and like the whole thing with Russia where we were like. We got psychic spies, and Russia was like, we got psychic spies, and there's this whole war where we spend a bunch of money dumping it into
it. Yeah, they were like, quick, take all this LSD and tell me what Russia's doing.
And it was only because Russia believed that we actually pulled it off, and we believed they pulled it off, and in reality, we were just torturing people with drugs.
You want to, I mean, God, we're going into the future here.
That's the future. But that's not that far in the future from this.
Yes, God.
That's like 20 years from now.
Yeah, well, and then like... God, we made fake planes and rolled them out. They were like made of cardboard and shit. And then just so people would see it and be like, because we knew Russian satellites were going overhead and we put out these fake planes that were not aerodynamic. So they would look at them and be like, what is that?
How amazing would psychic wars have been if we pulled it off?
How do you describe a psychic war? We made a battalion of Germans surrender to fake people. They drafted
That's psychological warfare. I'm talking about we sent somebody astrologically to assassinate Stalin.
In an astral projection?
Imagine that would have been the best.
Oh my God. I'd wake up and I'd be like, he got away.
Like, we're almost there now with drones. but like that's not the same.
No, that's not the same at all. This is way better. That's like being like your job at the CIA is to go sleep in the room in the back, and then you're like, what happened? And you're like, I almost got him in his dreams.
Yes. Take this LSD, go to sleep, kill Stalin.
Yeah, I would be like, I volunteer.
What else you got? Let me what try other this. Drugs can I take
let
to
me,
do this?
Let me try this. I can believe my I feel it. My spirit's detached.
I heard cocaine will make my ghost fly real fast. Can I get some of that? This is what paved the way for that.
Yeah, that's true.
So famous cyclical researcher Harry Price got involved at this point.
Yeah, and he did not like him.
He loved Jeff.
No, by that, Jeff didn't like him.
Oh, no. Jeff doesn't like anybody.
Well, he liked Captain Dennis.
He liked Jim.
He said, I like Captain Dennis, but not Harry Price. He's the man who puts the kibosh on the spirits.
Well, that's because Harry Price was famous for debunking things. His main thing, like, that's like Harry Houdini. Like, you join these like psychic magic bullshits and you're like, my whole goal here is to prove that none of what you guys are doing is real or worth your time. Like he was famous, for putting out fraudulent mediums and magicians and stuff. And he endorsed some mediums that he did believe, though. Mm-hmm. So I guess he wasn't a non-believer. He was just someone that like took a more serious eye at something that was definitely not serious.
Was this the era of those sisters that were like doing all the ghost stuff? Is this after that? Because they're like,
this would have to have been it, right? After that. Because yeah, they started it. Yeah.
Okay.
In 1935, Jim sent hair to Harry.
Hair. Oh, yeah. So they could say what he said. He found it in the house. Wanted to know what kind of animal it was from.
Yeah. And he said it was probably from their long haired dog.
Yeah. And he's like, that's not right.
That's dog hair. It's identical to this. But you know what? They didn't have DNA testing back then.
No, that they didn't.
So he was just looking.
Yeah, that's true. But also, I like to imagine that.
Did they have magnifying glasses yet? I know that they found micro germs back then, way before that. But I'm going to say they didn't.
If he didn't like Jim, he loved to torture him at the very least. What if the mongoose took hair from the dog and left it somewhere? I'm like, Jeff's gonna think this is mine. Or Jim.
Jeff is just the ultimate prankster.
I like to think he's some sort of like little leprechaun entity, Pukwudgie, fey being, like whatever word.
See, that's even better if it is just a fairy and he's convinced them that he's a mongoose and he's just doing shit to fuck them. That's
what I'm saying, right? Like how many times they come up as whatever animal it needs to be in the story.
He did kind of have like a fairy hole.
He said he
lived in a part of the wall where the roof and the wall didn't quite meet. And
his fingers came out. Did you see that
According
picture?
To that picture you showed me, yeah. But the one thing, Harry investigated the prints that he left and the scratches left by Jeff, and he was more just confused by the disparity in size, because for an animal that was supposed to measure 30 centimeters, its hands were 8 to 10 centimeters of it.
Yeah, and it did say, they did
and
say
they
something
were human-like.
They said along the lines of, the pattern didn't match anything they knew, and it appears to have been scratched with a stick.
I thought he was like a little bit in belief of the paw prints.
Maybe it was a later one I saw.
Maybe no, you're probably right. Harry was very more about debunking things. I was just like really hoping that he was like on their side. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've been using non-metric measurements a lot recently at my job because I found it easier to actually use some centimeters.
You mean metric, not imperial is what America uses.
Yeah, the right kind. Anyway, so I've been using...
I took chemistry. The right kind is metric.
I'm going to go with the guy from the internet video that I watched who was trying to explain how women measurements are wrong. They use incorrect measurements as in inches, and men use correct measurements, cm. And that's why sometimes 3 inches looks like 8, but is really 8. But I do know like...
That was a good setup. That was a good setup.
But 10 centimeters is actually like, I can picture what that is now. Normally I'd be confused as shit, like looking at metric stuff. Like, I don't know how big that is, but I get that now. It's still kind of small. So I guess his kid probably has small hands if she is faking it. She's 13. But those were sent to the Zoological Society where they determined the size of the paws were too big for that animal. But what's funny is he also had small back animal paws.
Yeah, maybe he
it was just
like,
his front hands.
Maybe he was like a sports car or like a racing car that's got big back wheels.
Is there Is there a cryptid that has like people hands but animal back ends? There's got to be some
like
kind of chimera thing.
Like that deer from Adventure Time that takes off its hooves and then goes with his little evil fingers.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I meant cute, like a mongoose with fingers. Mm-mm. Do mongooses have fingers? A lot
of
rodents
do. Like little,
a lot of rodents
have like
hands.
Little, I call them little hands, but...
I don't know. I've watched my rats just hold stuff like people.
Yeah, squirrels do it too.
They don't got thumbs. Not no. Like, there's only a few animals that have thumbs.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, pretty sure we had this conversation. I was convinced because I'm pretty sure at least in our school, we were taught that the only reason humans advanced the way they did was because we had thumbs. And then I was like, wait, there's other animals that have those?
Yeah.
I was very disappointed when I learned that. And I was like, then what made us special? It's because we eat plants.
Yeah. We're opportunists and pattern recognizers. That's our pattern. Or that's our...
Opportunist is not something that's going to help. Spiders are opportunistic hunters.
Oh, no, I meant in eating.
Oh, spiders are opportunistic hunters.
And look how well they're doing.
Spiders are amazing.
I want a jumping spider.
They get away.
I know.
All of mine have escaped.
That's funny.
Everyone that I've ever had.
That's why I can't pay for one. I just have to find one.
It's better to do that anyway from what I heard, because they don't have very long lifespan. So if you spend $30 on something that's going to die in a couple of months, it's not really worth it. Because they charge you a lot because you got it shipped and all that.
I watched a video.
It's hard to keep
on the Clint's Reptiles channel. Not an ad. I just like that channel. He does like animal reviews. It started with
just animal reviews.
Yeah, like as pets, he gives them ratings.
Like, this one's trash.
No, he literally does like handability, affordability, accessibility. Like how hard is it to get? How much does it cost? How much is like you got to pay?
I'll tell you right now, a jumping spider.
It's all cheap. A jar.
It's pretty cheap. Yeah, no.
And a stick.
I wasn't saying that. I was going to say, as far as spiders go, handability, pretty nice. Not scary. Don't bite you. I went on an entire walk holding one time. Tarantulas, it's like a fish and it's kind of boring.
Yeah. And if it bites you, it's like getting stabbed with a little like toothpick stab.
It's kind of like getting stung by a bee.
Yeah. Which is still not fun.
No.
It's still like 6 hours of pain.
That's their last resort, though. The urta getting hairs are the part you got to worry about. That's what freaks me out. I have splinter phobia. It's pretty well known by most people around me. And then when I heard that, I was like, oh, man, why'd I get this? This is a splinter bug.
Yeah, you did get a splinter bug.
So for me, a spider is equivalent to a fish. I just look at it. I don't bother it. And honestly, it's better for the spider anyway because it doesn't get stressed out.
Let it do its thing.
Yeah. We just cleaned its cage for like a deep clean for the first time in a while. It's so nice now.
So how about the time Jeff said, I'll split the atom. I am the fifth dimension. I am the eighth wonder of the world.
The one that is knowledge beyond those people's like, this is the 1930s. We haven't even developed the ability to split atoms yet.
They probably.
That comes in like 10 years.
It's probably theoretical already.
That's 10 years from now. That is secret military knowledge.
They definitely had TV then.
I heard they had no electricity or water. They were heating their house with a stove.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're living in the middle of nowhere, raising sheep. This is like one zombie sheep away from being black sheep. Instead, though, they got a ghost mongoose. Really? Really nothing? You love that movie.
Which movie?
Black Sheep.
Oh, yeah, I do love that movie. How about, what the fuck does this quote mean? Nuts. Put it in a sock. Chew Coke.
He just said that one day?
It was just in a quote section in one of the articles I saw. I'm like, I'm copying that. I don't even know what it means.
Does he have Tourette's?
I don't know.
Many people have developed theories as to what was happening to the Irving family. I got very serious just
You're
now.
You're just like, oh, God, yeah. Do the true crime music.
The main being that Vore was an adept ventriloquist.
Oh, shit.
And her family began to play along because they were bored.
Best theory.
Because of how isolated they are.
Best theory ever.
And possibly that they did it for so long that they also began to believe they were haunted for real. That's my number one theory.
So this is, again, did we say this?
The best part is if she's just doing this on her own.
She tricked them and then believed it pretending, but then they were like, oh shit, is it real? And then
that's the one I like to believe. But the thing is, nobody just becomes a ventriloquist. It's not just a skill you have.
Yeah,
you have
to
develop
this.
You could
practice it in your free time. Like,
so her parents, I would feel like, would witness that.
Yeah, but like, how attentive were parents in the 30s?
Very. because your children had like a way higher chance of not being alive.
I doubt that. They're probably like, they go had out polio, in the woods and don't Matt. Get eaten.
There was polio. You just, had to make sure they didn't have that. It
wasn't just running around outside.
You had to keep looking at them and being like, you limping? How's your breathing today?
They're like, I'm not going to name you until you're five. We'll make sure this one's worth it.
That was 1885 when Jeff was born.
I don't want to give a. I don't want to use the good name on the.
No, man, just be like those people that just like rename their dead dogs, like the new dog, the same name. Just be like.
Well, okay. So as a kid, I had throughout my whole life, I had six different pet gardener snakes, and I called all of them Slider, and I put just with a different number at the end.
No,
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
What, were you just getting them out of your yard?
Bro, I had a bowl cut until high school. I don't understand anything I did.
Yeah, your haircut was pretty terrible.
I mean, my mom picked it, so that's why I was
You were like a nerd until we went to college, and then I respected you as a person.
Still a nerd.
No, but I mean like in appearance.
You respected me since Prince of Persia.
Yeah, but I still thought you were a nerd. Like, I was still mean about it. Not like.
You still tell me I'm a nerd.
Yeah, yeah, but like.
You just told me and Jared we were nerds earlier.
So, the other possibility is that a mongoose was possessed and was really able to talk and shapeshift.
So, I like this theory because it kind of goes into the interdimensional aspect instead of so much a ghost. Like, he keeps calling himself a ghost, right? But maybe he was saying... Like
if you call yourself something, you're definitely not that.
What? Maybe he was saying that to A, fuck with them, but B, like, throw them off the scent.
Yeah.
Maybe or C. Maybe it's just easier for them, like conceptually, to
it's
understand.
Like how Machine Gun Kelly calls himself emo, and if you were really emo, you know you never called yourself that.
Yeah, that's true. But he also called himself weed, and he's a human.
Just like a mongoose can't be talking ghost.
Yeah, but so I like. What if an interdimensional entity from alternate universe, not 1852 Delhi, is possessing a mongoose? Or some sort of long weasel.
What if it's a genie? Because we're talking about it being possibly fey people.
It's a fey from the Indian region. It's a djinn. Maybe. It's a djinn. It could have been.
That's possible. I'm adding that into the possibilities. I was saying skinwalker, but I feel less like he's a skinwalker the more that this goes on.
Yeah, and I was saying...
Normally, I put everything as a skinwalker because I forgot the other name of the show is Everything's a Skinwalker.
Yeah, that's true.
We missed out on not naming it
oh,
that.
Oh, no, wait. I thought the other thing was skinwalkers, tulpas, and what was the third thing?
No. It's Monsters, Myths, and Mayhem, but that's
the I know, line. But then there was the alt...
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I don't remember. But I do know that the other name for the show is sometimes Everything's a Skinwalker.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to make him one, but I'm convincing myself that he's probably a genie.
I like it better when you're trolling, you really want it to be, but you're like, damn, there's so much evidence that
there's so much that he's not a skinwalker. Like I am more on the side that this isn't like a hoax.
Yeah.
I weirdly believe in this story.
Like the part that I like is
I deeply want to believe in the story, so
yeah.
I'm closer to believing it. Also, nobody's debunked it.
Yeah, but the witnesses, that's kind of one of mine.
Lots of them, including 15 reporters.
Yeah, well, okay. Which publications? No.
The Daily Mirror, duh. It's the same one we read on Rum Runners.
Oh, then it's, yeah.
It's 100% true. And The Sun.
It's legit.
We read those all the time. Those are British publications. The BBC, I think, was involved at one point.
That's awesome.
Which, the BBC feels like some kind of weird censorship thing. Because they just own all the TV.
Well, there's like not a lot of...
there's like Sky and there's BBC and that's it. But then again, I don't live there, so I don't know. I'm just making assumptions
about things. Well, I mean, and you look at American TV and it's like a couple companies own all the channels too.
I just went into a whole thing trying to explain that to somebody. They're like, I just found out blah, blah, blah owns blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, here's a list of like three companies that own every other company. So, I was like, I was taught this in high school. I don't know why you're just finding out.
So we can flash forward one more time.
Sure.
To the 1970s.
What happened in the 1970s?
A journalist, Walter McCraw, actually tracked down Vuari Irving and persuaded her into an interview. And she said, this is like quotes with like a bunch of dot, dot, dots in between.
If he's saying that she's saying it's not true, he's lying. Because she went to the grave saying it was.
Listen, it's quotes and like and then dot, dot, dots, right? So there's some things in between. Says, I was shy. I still am. He made me meet people I didn't want to meet. Then said I was mental. Then they said I was mental or a ventriloquist. Believe me, if I was that good, I would jolly well be making money from it now. Jeff was very detrimental to my life. We were snubbed. The other children used to call me the spook. I had to leave the Isle of Man, and I hope that no one where I work now ever knows the story. Jeff has kept me from getting married. How could I ever tell a man's family about what happened?
Not only that, it ruined them. When her dad died, they sold the farm at a loss.
Yeah.
Because people were like, that house is haunted by an evil mongoose. Back to the past.
Back to the future.
As you've tried to hint, Jeff wasn't always a nice guy. I mostly solid. Mostly everything. He's a pretty cool guy. He's a pretty cool mongoose. He helps him out. He does family chores. It's everything you would want a ghost to be.
He just wants to be remembered to be fed.
Occasionally, he's a bit of a jerk. But like only like a light jerking.
Yeah, like a reach around.
Like his favorite thing to do is like if he loses his temper, as you've said, he likes to be mean to Jim specifically. He'll call family names, and you know sometimes he calls Jim a fat-headed gnome.
That's my favorite, like a direct insult.
And then at one point he may have scared Vori a little bit by throwing rocks at her and like saying bad words to her when she was trying to sleep. So the family took her bed.
What do you think he was saying?
If his main insult is calling someone a fat-headed gnome, I honestly think he was just like, butts.
He was throwing rocks at me and like...
He's like flicking pebbles at her like, butts.
He's like, your face looks like a butt and your butt looks like a face.
Yeah. Like, he seems too wholesome to actually be like, when they say cursing, I'm imagining it's just like weird stuff you would say as a kid thinking it was a bad word. Which would play into if she was like doing it herself. She's like, oh, you're such a butt. Mom, he called me a butt again. Oh, no, he said butt. He made me say butt.
Listen, if I'm ever a ghost haunting someplace, you'll know it was me because I'm going to call them a feet dick. Like, what? They're going to be like, what does it even mean? What is it?
I bet you like shit for toast. Like, what? I like toast for toast. It's made out of shit.
You're like, I have a ghost. He's not really mean, but he's like
weird.
He's thinking.
He says stuff that sounds insulting, but it sort of just doesn't make sense.
You're like, it's like he's aggressive for sure.
One time, he told me that he wished that I walked faster.
You're a ghost. Go through me. Imagine, especially if it's like those worlds where ghosts experience everything faster and you're just behind them being like, oh my god, move.
I was gonna say he said that I hope that you trip, and I was like, that's too aggressive. Let's go fast.
What's the movie where they think it's ghosts but then they're the ghosts?
I don't know. There's a few.
The others?
Yeah, it's one of them. Sixth Sense.
It's like the mom and... No. It's like the mom and the kids.
There's that movie, The Wraith, where they're all like, they died in a car accident and they're slowly being killed by the Wraith.
Oh, cool.
And it turns out they were in a car accident and the Wraith is actually the Grim Reaper and then one of them's not dead.
Oh, cool. I never seen that.
He's the one that survives or she's the one...
When did that come out?
I don't know. Forever ago. I rented it at Blockbuster, so long ago. Yeah,
forever. A lifetime.
So the family decided they needed to protect her. So they brought her bed into their bedroom the whole time, Jeff screaming at them and banging on the walls.
And that's the thing. They're all in the room together and he's screaming from the other room.
Well, this is on the way there. He's already like, stop.
Why don't we have any, and correct me if you have found it, why is there nothing from what mom said?
Because, listen,
everything is Jim and Vuari.
She was a big witchy lady and someone...
Don't DMC
me, bro. Someone I saw possibly said maybe that she was a witch and this was her familiar.
That'd be cool, but then why would it claim? I guess she could have summoned it from interdimensional India.
Listen. It doesn't matter where it's saying it's from.
Yeah.
She could have summoned this thing. And it's just for her to be like getting little jabs in at her husband who is now like jobless and made them move to a shitty farm on the Island of Man from their big city life.
She was a city witch?
She was. And then they moved to a farm. Like, imagine going from a big city, living like city people life, and you're like a wealthy person, because I think that's what they were. They were like upper classy. And then you're like, we're sheep farmers now. Like, you'd be mad at the person that made that happen too. But like, probably. Why weren't you better at making organ pipe organs, Piper organ pianos, piano pipers?
Peter Piper picked him.
Why don't you go out and build another piano Piper Pipper? Go get some strings and some wood and some things and put it together, make it go boom, boom, bang.
How many pieces are in a piano? How many could it be?
Yeah. And she clearly didn't. She probably didn't know. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to get back at you. You make me shear sheep, there's going to be a little mongoose that fucking throws rocks at you.
Okay, so what you're really saying is the reason we don't have mom's account is because she pled the fifth.
Yeah, she's like, I don't fucking... What you mean? I mean, we don't need her account. There's cyclical researchers that only kind of were like, I don't know, maybe... they didn't say no.
Yeah, they never debunked it.
Nobody has debunked it. So they're like, maybe. There's a town full of people that are like, I saw some shit. Not at the house, which backs up the claims that the family was getting gossip. Weren't there other
people who heard it at the house?
Yeah. Reporters.
Yeah, that was it.
Reporters heard it at the house. People around town heard it. We got enough. We don't need mom. Or maybe mom's just mute. I don't know.
What is he like?
She was definitely involved in this part. Because after,
like, my name is Jeff.
They get her bed into their bedroom so that she can sleep with them from now on. They had a barricade door with boxes. I didn't know what that meant. Like, who just has boxes? Yeah, and it's
banging on the door so hard that the top starts flexing inward.
Yeah, the door just bulging in. And we got different accounts of this, so that's, I mean, true. That doesn't help. Because I heard that he did it so hard that the door actually finally moved everything and crashed open. Mm. And you're like, he never made it?
I heard he yelled, I'm coming in, after flexing the door, and then a teapot crashed towards Jim from the shelf.
Which, if he's, one, living in the walls.
Well, if he teleported into the room, or if he like exited the walls invisibly, how would you know? Yeah. Is he ethereal? He could pass through the walls. Why is he banging on doors? He's a ghost. Doors?
Yeah. Well, why is he just coming in? Is there like a rule with ghosts where you can be like, I'm not coming. Don't come in here.
Since I seen like high school me, seen my first like experience with like Japanese horror, right? Ring, Grudge, all that stuff.
You were gonna say with a ghost, and I was like, is locking a door really a good way to keep one out? Imagine.
Why is it always? I mean, you could talk about like House on Haunted Hill, The Haunting. Why is it always like doors? Stop ghosts. Sometimes it's because it's symbolic. Like
sometimes
a door,
they don't.
A door means something. Yeah, but why would it? But my
there's something about crossing thresholds, though.
My true point is, that always depends on the lore.
Yeah.
My true point is, any ghost with the power to grudge you that doesn't kill you upon first step in the house is fucking with you.
Yeah.
So they're dicks.
All ghosts are just fucking with you. If you don't immediately die, like if you don't walk in, it's like,
unless they have to get my scare meter up. Unless I have a scare bar I can't see. You know, only the ghost can see it.
You're going to get Casper rules?
Yeah. The ghost gets my scare bar up and then it can like possess me or something. That's Geist. No, that was the GameCube.
Oh, man. I didn't play that. I was thinking just Casper. You know, because Casper, they had to build up scares.
Yeah.
You had to go to scare school to learn how to scare good. I don't know. Ghosts are weird, man. There's a lot of things that I don't understand about ghosts. Like any of it.
Like, what are you doing? What's ectoplasm? Where's that come from?
9 times out of 10, I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in Jeff. Because these stories are great. And for me not to believe in Jeff, I would disappoint myself and let myself down.
Did you ever see Get Him to the Greek?
It has nothing to do with Jeff the Ghost.
It has something to do with... That
has nothing to do with ghosts.
They ask him if he wants to do this drug, and they tell him it's called Jeffrey. So he smokes it, and it's like all the drugs mixed together in one wrap. And they're like, why would you call it a Jeffrey? And the guy goes, because no one's afraid of a bloke named Jeffrey.
Except this whole family.
I think about that a lot when I hear that name.
But the thing is, I heard someone describing it, and they're like, Jeff with a G. You know, that's the kind of Jeff I could get behind. I could respect a man with a Jeff named Jeff with a G. But Jeff with a J, all I think about is a man who's like, cutting up Filipino boys and boiling their penises on the stove. Fuck? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, that's funny. I was like, that's extreme.
That happened in real life.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a real life Jeff story. Anyway. So, Jeff being very upset that he couldn't play with Vallejo on her own, He promised the family that he would no longer bother her when she was sleeping or throw rocks at her if they let her go back to her room.
Yeah, and he like double, triple promised. So yeah. Of course it's safe now.
And the thing is, Jeff is a mongoose of his word, and he didn't. He never did it again.
Yeah, Jeff is, he is a chaotic being, but when he gives you his word, oh, another tally towards Faye. He's bound by his word.
Ooh, that's possible. I like that. Is there mongoose fairies?
Why not? You can take any form you want.
I'm just saying it'd be cool if there was just like a fairy that was based off mongooses. Oh,
I don't know.
Or a weaselly looking fairy.
If the signal wasn't trash in this basement, I would look I would look it up right now.
Well, it's a basement. We're surrounded by cement and
shackles.
And Nazareans. I have a quote here from Jeff. Or a quote about Jeff.
Okay.
On account of Jeff's menacing attitude, threats, and stone throwing, etc., we decided for the safety's sake to remove Vori's bed into our room and proceeded to do so. Whilst I know I said it right the first time, and now I'm like confusing myself with that word. Dismantling the bedstead. What the fuck?
It's like the bed setup.
Jeff, who was behind the wainscot, I don't know what a wainscot is, screamed, stormed, and threatened that he would do to us. The voice was absolutely full of malice, hatred, and spleen. And he was striking the wainscot, what the fuck's a wainscot, with his fist with the greatest of violence. When the removal had been completed, in a high-pitched voice, fairly trembling with rage, he screamed out, I'll follow her wherever you move her. It's also theorized that the whole town was in on it. Oh, okay. That was just back to something I already said. My notes are all over the place
with this one. And it's kind of like,
because
the whole town being in on it is always one of those like conspiracy theories where I'm like, how many people do you think are lying successfully?
Well, apparently it happened one other time, I think more recently, where everybody pretended there was a leprechaun in like Ireland or something.
That's fun.
That is fun.
That's a fun troll.
Like, and they just kept making reports about it.
Yeah, I like that.
I could see that definitely happening.
I'd be
involved in that. If like I heard everybody was reporting something weird like that, I would definitely call in my
own. It's not like if you said there was a werewolf, like, hello, some people might be afraid, even just for their pets, you know what I mean? Like, but you say like, or like the clown thing scared everybody, you know, once it like first started, a bunch of those like claims I've seen them were just people messing around.
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure.
But that happens, yeah. But like, did everyone see a leprechaun? I'm like, maybe I saw it too.
Maybe I did see it. What was that thing I saw over there?
What was this? I'm like, I seen a bushes rattling, and then they arrested a leprechaun.
I saw a small little man, and I was like, could that man be a leprechaun? And then he punched me in the dick. And I was like, definitely. And I was out loud describing him. I was on the phone with, like, I'm looking at this leprechaun right now. There's a little ginger man standing in front of me, waiting to get on the bus. It's definitely, I'm a dick.
They're like, sir, you can't just call a man a leprechaun and call 911.
No. Apparently, it actually hurt them more in the time period, too, when they were alive. Maybe that's why you think they were terrible farmers. But because of all the people that are now coming to this, another thing that leads into this wasn't fake, and it definitely wasn't a hoax of the whole town. The whole town got pissed by the number of ghost tourists that came. And they did so much damage to the farm that for a while they're operating at a loss.
Oh, wow. But yeah. Maybe that is what I thought.
It's possible. It's
possible.
Possibly probable. What's that?
Oh, sorry. It's a phone that works.
What?
Our mongoose is associated with evil spirits in Hindu epics and folklore.
Yes.
Very positive associations. Oh.
So that's why he's a nice ghost.
Recognized for pest-destroying abilities, highly useful to humans. Frequently semi-domesticated in India for at least 5,000 years.
Ghost mongoose or just mongoose?
Mongooses are... Okay, wait. There's nothing in this article about domesticated ghost mongooses.
What's it about?
Or a ghost domesticated mongoose. Do you train it after or before it's a ghost?
I guess you gotta train it before so it knows when it dies.
Man, that's messed up. Because if they graduate ghost mongoose training school, do you like gotta club them? You're a ghost mongoose.
Like you're like looking at the mongoose like, you're all set. You're going to graduate. And it gives you a thumbs up because, you know, it can communicate people style now. And it's like be able to talk. Oh, it's almost ready to talk. You're like, all right, once I do this, you're going to be able to talk. It's like, and you smash it to death. And it comes back. It's like, bro, why?
That was a great weasel sound, honestly. That's very good. Yeah, he's very mad at you, but he can talk.
Yeah. It's like, you bastard. Is there more about...
Yeah, look at this picture of them holding the mongoose.
Okay. So, okay, that's... Okay.
Oh, it's a god. That's a god holding a mongoose.
Why would this little UK family in the middle of nowhere, on a tiny island in the middle of nowhere, know about that? That's a lot of evidence towards Jeff being real.
That's true.
The name Jeff's a little weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe...
But he named himself that.
I'm saying, maybe it's like when you go to a new area and you're like, I could be anything. I'm fucking Blazer now.
I feel like that's true, too, because, I mean, he did really, like, start to like British music, and, like, he probably didn't listen to that in India.
Yeah, what was the music he was listening to?
I don't know, man. Probably, like... Scott Joplin. Again, that's American. I don't know what British people listen to.
Well,
is there a tone? Do they just listen to monotone sounds?
If he's a ghost, he could do. He could pop over to America, couldn't he? He did threaten to go back. He did say at one point
he hitchhiked, though. I don't think he could teleport.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was a real hitchhike because. Hold on, wait. Where is it here? He said, "I've been to nicer homes than this: carpets, pianos, satin covers on polished tables. I'm going back there." Ha ha ha.
That's the meanest thing. He's like, you pores. I'm Jeff the Talking Mongoose. Respect me.
So
bow down before thee. Man.
What so, the fuck? I still can't get over what chew coke means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He yelled it.
Chew coke?
He said, put a sock in it. Chew coke.
Cocaine gum?
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
Did Jeff do cocaine?
Was the cocaine still legal in the 1930s?
I don't know. Jeff could get it, though. He's a ghost.
Oh.
What if...
Basement Daddy is pointing a note at you.
Oh, India was a British colony at the time.
So?
That Jeff was shot. If he's a ghost from that time, I'm assuming that's when he died.
Yeah. That's when he would have died. But he was already a special mongoose at that point.
Yeah, he was extra, extra smart.
He was clever. Extra, extra clever mongoose. Demons in the roof.
That just scared me this time.
Did it?
Yeah.
You sure it's not the...
Yes.
The Rice Krispie treat?
Could have been.
Anyway, we're getting to the end now. Jim died in 1945.
He did. Sad.
That's like the worst time to die. We won. That was when we won. Well, I guess it depends on what time of the year. Maybe we still lost, according to him. Well, they lost. We had to save Britain. America number one. Actually, were we even involved in theirs? Who got them out of that?
Out of what?
World War II. Like, who saved Britain? They were getting the shit kicked out of them.
Well, I mean...
They're getting bombed on a daily basis. They didn't win it.
I don't know the exact timeline, but it was like a pushback. They, like, pushed them back to the line, and then Russia was on them from the other side.
I guess it was just the whole thing then. Yeah, because little known fact, and American friends don't get mad... America didn't do much in World War One or World War II.
They waited both times. They waited very long to get in.
Not only that, but when, aside from the Pacific Front, when we were in the European Front, we mostly just hid in ditches and stalemated a lot of the fights that we were in. That was like a common thing when we were in Europe.
I still like the artist platoon I mentioned earlier. They made a bunch of canvas blow up men in tanks and painted them and then put helmets on them. And then they were like, the German people, like platoon leader was like, oh man, that's a lot of dudes. And they rode in and were like, hey, we surrender.
You know what my favorite mythical story from that time is? Because it definitely didn't happen. Hmm. Was the time when there's like that trench and there was another trench and they were like 100 feet apart and there was the Germans and there was like the Americans and the British or whoever. And they celebrated Christmas together.
Oh,
that
yeah.
definitely didn't happen.
I don't know. They say it did. One of my great uncles.
A lot of things are said about what happened during the war.
One of my great uncles was in, what's it called?
Korea.
There's some with a B that was a Germany thing.
Berlin?
No.
Bankwest?
I had to look it up. But he had in his house while he was alive, he had a shadow box with a revolver in it.
Yeah.
And it was a gun that he got off of, a downed Nazi officer, and he said he took it because that wasn't a German gun. He was like, he wasn't allowed to have it even if he was dead. My great uncle took it, and he had it all the way, even took it home after the war, and he just had it like in a box.
A bunch of rules against taking trophies in war now.
I mean, he took a gun.
I think because of that. Like World War II, there was like a lot.
He's dead, so he can't get in trouble.
Like we got mad samurai swords and shit because we made them give up their swords because it was a part of the treaty.
Yeah. Well, didn't they have them too, even just as like the like, what, are they, what was I going to say? Like the lieutenants and stuff? Wasn't that part of, weren't swords still a part of like?
It was like decorative though. They weren't really using them at that point. But like, yeah, we took all their katanas from them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like even like British people had, some of them had swords, like as like, really? Again, like as like an officer thing.
Even at that one?
I don't think up until that long.
I thought it was like a cavalry thing.
That's what I'm talking. Well, yeah.
You don't get on a tank and be like, onward!
I'm not saying they had them in World War II. I'm just saying like a lot for throughout a long time, history, like like a sword just meant like
you everybody were, like, kept swords. Like we had swords in like the Civil War, so they're still using swords. Sort of. They sort of sometimes used them, but you know, bayonet was doing better at that time. But
I want to play Hunt Showdown. You asked me why I made that face. You said bayonet, and I'm like, I got want to play that game.
It sounded like you were just like, oh, stupid Civil War.
No, that's it's a FPS game set in the late 1800s.
I've heard of it. I would play it. Anyway, strangely, 1947, Leslie? Somebody named Leslie. I wrote my notes weird and cut it off. A man named Leslie went to the house and claimed to have trapped and killed an animal that seemed to be neither ferret, stoat, nor weasel, and adding that it matched the description of Jeff.
Yeah, but Ms. Vori herself said that, no, they did not. It wasn't the right color.
Yeah. And then in 2005, she died, and she always maintained that Jeff was definitely not her.
Yep, and that he never came back to her after she moved off the island.
And that he was definitely a physical weasel ghost, because he was very physical.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense when I thought it was telekinesis, and you said it was invisibility, like he's like running around and throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Could he fly?
He hitched rides on cars. I'm assuming that that meant that he couldn't.
How'd he get on an island? Did he get on the ferry?
Could have taken a plane.
To the Island of Man or the Isle of Man.
How do people get there?
A ferry, I assume.
He could have taken a ferry, especially if he's a fairy.
A ferret fairy?
He's a ferret fairy who took a ferry.
Oh, and he's fairy. Yeah, okay, I get you. I see what you did there. Hmm. I still want to know how he claimed to be the fifth dimension. He didn't say from. He didn't say he could see it. He didn't say he could interact with it. He said he was the fifth dimension.
That's like God tier God. Like, that's the God
to
of
God. To reference again, it's like when Machine Gun Kelly said, I am weed.
He's the God of gods. Jeff, the talking mongoose.
Again, if another point for Faye, if he's just lying about everything, and he's like, this sounds like science.
This sounds real. Sounds like something you guys wanted to
understand. He's like, atoms and dimensions.
And he's like, you're just illiterate farmers. I'll say words. Darwin taught me these words. Anyway, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think Jeff is definitely a real talking ghost?
Oh, definitely. Like 10 mongooses out of 10.
10 mongooses out of 10. Same. I
don't believe in a lot of things.
There's not enough to debunk it. There's more evidence in favor of Jeff than to not. And because it's fun and not scary,
yeah,
I'm going to choose to not look further.
I feel this story is like a horror movie, like Alien, the first like Alien movie, where you don't see the protagonist enough to be overwhelmed by it. And there's so few stories about Jeff, and all the sources repeat the same.
Like, and they'll add like points. One or two lines that are a little different. That's why my notes were all over the place. So I was like, oh, well, this person, now that I've read this whole article, this one little thing, I need that because I don't have it.
But so I like that, almost like to call it the source material. It's very like condensed and like kind of uniform for the most part across the different like sources.
Yeah.
But
the thing that makes it more okay to want to believe this one is real is because like we have other ghost stories that are on a small scale like this that are very well documented and explored by paranormal people. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're going to be like Amityville versus Jeff, I'm going to choose Jeff.
I mean, didn't they admit Amityville was all fake at one point?
No, maybe, probably not. Even if they did, they took it back at some point, because that's usually how that goes.
Maybe we'd have to talk about that one.
Listen, the man who made everybody think it was real was just really, really high. And he killed his whole family. And there's a possibility that other people were involved. And that's why, you know, 5 people were able to be shot with a shotgun and not walk out.
Yeah, because the actual original murder definitely happened, right?
Yeah, that definitely happened. And then he claimed that a demon made him do it. And then there's some evidence that maybe his one sister who didn't get shot was involved, and her boyfriend. And it was definitely hard drugs.
Mm.
Why? we just ruined Jeff. We put a dark part at the end, but I was just trying to use it as a comparison. That on small scale ghost stories of like single family being haunted, I will choose a Jeff.
Yeah.
I'll take Jeff over a demon making me shoot my family.
I mean, that's like, I mean, throwback to my ghost story episode. Like, I like my lamp throwing ghost. I only threw it at my brother. That's funny to me.
You ran away crying.
No, I did not. I laughed tears. I was crying, but it was from laughter because I was hysterical in the literal sense.
Oh, that's right. You didn't run away. He ran away. You covered yourself and accepted death.
Yes. Which is how I deal with paranormal things. I sleep with my bedroom door open so the shadows can kill me without waking me up.
See, that's what you do with a scary ghost. But if a ghost came to me and was like calling my dad funny names, I'd be like, I'm going to lean into this.
Yeah, this is funny.
I'm going to be like talking to this one. My parents are going to be like, who you talking? I'm be like, fucking Jeff. And then Jeff will be like, yeah, bitch, get out.
Be like, yeah, don't leave the stove on again, dad.
Anyway, Jared, what are the things?
You could find us on rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com. We have all kinds of shows there, like Rum Runners, Talk Shonen, Chungus Cast, Senpai Kohai, You Have to Watch This Podcast, Fit Talk with Nick, all kinds of stuff. Or you got a story for us, you could hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at darkrumpodcast. And if you want to email any stories directly to us that you want us to check out, you can hit us up at darkrumstories@gmail.com.
And apparently Jared's starting our Patreon back again. So if you want to support the show, so we could take Jared to the movies or something. I forget why he's starting it. It's for nerd stuff. But, you know, I guess we could go see scary movies.
Yeah, we could see scary movies. They'll let me out of the dungeon, but like with one of those Saul necklaces on.
I'm sure we can come up with other things. Oh, real quick. Also, because I forgot. If we get 350 followers on Facebook, the Rum Runners Facebook, it's just at Rum Runners on Facebook. Rum Runners, we're gonna give away a t-shirt. It's not a cult, it's a family t-shirt.
Such a good one.
And also a $50 Amazon gift card.
Hell yeah.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Stay mongoose ghosts-y.
Stay goosed.
Stay goosed.